broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday, November 25th, 2022. Are you out shopping this morning? 15 minutes past the hour here, and we've got a great morning of programming all the way up through 1 o'clock this afternoon here on WGH Talk, broadcasting via the internet, WWGH1071.com, or by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH on any mobile device, smart TV, Alexa, Dot, whatever you've got, any computer in your home. And this morning, we are also broadcasting live on the auspices of Facebook Live, because the Christmas tree is up here at WGH Talk, and we will be doing the annual topping of the WGH Christmas tree, which really puts that whole Rockefeller Center thing in the back burner of the room. The Christmas season will officially get started here this morning on WGH Talk, and joining me all morning this morning is one of our good pals who's been here many, many times, did a show on the station for 2.5 years, Mike Wilson, as well as another great friend of ours who was here on Wednesday with the pumpkin pie pizza, which went over very well. Now, today he's got something, I don't know if it's scary, but we'll talk about it as the morning goes on, Bob Welsh. Well, how was Thanksgiving, guys?
Very well. Enjoyed ourselves. I do have to say that after we did our show on Wednesday, we went out to dinner that evening and with my family and everything, and my niece was there, and she was so thrilled that I met Buckeye Guy.
You know what people love? It's hard to understand. You know, he is a bombastic guy, and he does dress in a different type of a way, but he is a celebrity. People see him every Saturday. The games are watched by millions of people, and he's a very well-known person.
Yeah, it was a big deal for them. Who cares about the U.S. Treasurer? You know, who cares about restaurants in Marion?
Buckeye guy
rules.
Buckeye guy shows up. That's all you need. Bob, you want to tilt that mic? I think somebody bumped that mic there. Goodness. Just tilt. Yeah, there you go. Tilt that up.
I didn't touch it.
Now, Mike's got his. You're good. I can hear you, Mike. How was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, it was super. Just
well, that really sums it right up. Boy, it's a radio show, Mike. Let's get more than one word.
Well, I got in my car, drove clear up to Chatfield, and was with a cousin's house and some aunts and a bunch of people I didn't know, and the rest is history, as they say.
But what did you have yesterday, food-wise?
Oh, food-wise. Well, we had turkey and ham. I took a cheese tray, which I'm still working on. Let's see. There was some really good mashed potatoes and gravy. The pumpkin rolls that my Aunt Charlene made were just awesome. I love pumpkin rolls.
So this was your family?
Yes.
All right,
yes,
beautiful.
My mom's side of the family. One thing we were missing, Scott, and you might agree with me on this, we were missing fruitcake.
No, I don't agree with you on that at all. That's a good Thanksgiving. Very, very good Thanksgiving. Now, I do want to let people know. Well, here's what I want to say about my Thanksgiving, first of all. It was okay, but I made a grievous error. On Wednesday night, I came here and put up the WWGH Christmas tree. Well, I didn't get out of here that night till about 7:30. Well, I had not eaten. So I didn't want any fast food. I didn't want anything like that. So I stopped at Meijer, which was kind of busy, night before Thanksgiving. But it was, you know, 7:30, so it was dying down a little bit. And I got some pizza rolls, something very quick, pizza rolls and some ice cream. So I took it home. Oh, I didn't eat them together. I didn't
baste the pizza. I was going to say, what a combination.
Right, so I take them home, and I eat them fairly late on Wednesday night, later than I normally eat. It was after 8 o'clock, maybe even closer to 9 o'clock. So I wake up yesterday morning, and those are foods that I don't normally eat, because I don't normally have sugar, and I don't normally have flour, even though I'm not a diabetic or anything. It's just something I've been doing for 20 years. And all day yesterday, I felt, it wasn't acid reflux. That's not what I felt. It was just, I felt, The best word is congested without a cold. Have you ever had that when you eat a milk product and you just kind of feel like it's in you, like it's laying there? No, never. Well, no, I had this yesterday. So basically, I did not eat a whole lot yesterday. I had a little piece of turkey here, and I did have some cranberry sauce, and I did have a little bit of... the brownies were the popular event at my Thanksgiving yesterday, but we cleaned that brownie pan out. And I have a pumpkin... Well, we went through about half a pumpkin pie, so I still have a half a pumpkin pie at home. But it was a great time. Stuffing and rolls and just all kinds of good stuff. So it was a good time. But I will know never to do that again. Come to Thanksgiving with your appetite. Don't do it the night before.
Yes, that's true.
So that was my grievous error. Now, we have a lot of things going on this morning during our... it'll essentially be a four-hour broadcast, but we'll be on for 5 hours with Mike and Bob. Because next hour will be the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker. Now, I don't know if it will be a live show because I think he has taken off the month. So it might be a repeat next hour. But Bob and Mike, just to build up the anticipation, will be here and we'll talk to each other during that hour and then come back at 10 o'clock and finish up the morning till 1 o'clock, regardless of what happens with Pastor Whitaker. But here's the things that are going to go on this morning. Number one, we're going to top... If you're watching on Facebook Live, you can see the WWGH talk tree has been put up.
Oh,
no, but it has not been topped.
We're on video?
We're on, it's all different here now.
Hair.
I know. Part your hair down the center. But this is a big thing because Bob, tell what happened last year, and then we'll get to what's going to happen this year.
Well, last year, I don't know how it came about, but we decided that to top the tree with pizza. And
of course.
Not just ordinary pizza, of course. So we made a pizza star out of... just pizza dough and some little food coloring, you know, for the WWGH on there, and then shellacked the Bee Jesus out of it. trying to watch my language here.
And it stayed up all year. Stayed up all holiday season.
And we believe it survived throughout the year. So hopefully
we don't know yet.
So now it'll be a revealing.
Well, it's interesting because last year I put it back in the pizza box that it came in, which is right over here, but I have not opened it.
Uh-oh.
Oh, well, I just spilled all the push pins on the floor. That'll be good later on when we go barefoot. We will unveil this later on and top the WGH talk, which is the official start of the holiday season.
Right.
Did you know that, Mike?
Yes, and I was here last year when you topped the tree.
Okay. Well, were you here
for
that?
Yes, I was here for that day.
Oh, my God, I don't remember it.
Yeah, I do.
All right.
Oh, well, then you're fitting in today.
I'm so memorable.
You're fitting right in. So this is going to go on, and we're going to start the season. That'll probably be during the 10 or 11 o'clock hour this morning. But we've got other things going on. Now, we're not going to do anything in hour number one except tease what's going to happen later on today. Bob, this year, to add to the Christmas topper, has brought an ornament.
An ornament. Shall I unveil it now, or is it
too
early?
Well, no, don't unveil it now.
Right.
No, we want to build up that
box.
It's in a box. Now, give us a hint, though, why this ornament is official for the WGH Christmas tree.
It contains a subject which you have been talking about for well over 15 months that I know of.
Oh.
And that has increased interest in the last 4 or 5 months. But I think that should be a good teaser there.
Do you have a guess, Mike?
I don't have a clue. I'm in suspense here as much as the listeners out there.
Well, this will be very, very good. Now, what else do we have? We have, we've got that all going on this morning. We have, there's something else going on. If I wrote this stuff, if I showed up to rehearsal this morning, I would have, I'd be better here as we come in off the Thanksgiving.
Did you lose your script?
Yeah, we missed you at rehearsal.
Yeah, I lost the script this morning. I wish I'd have shown it up at rehearsal. So we got the tree topper. We've got the ornament. The other thing we need to do... Oh, we're going to play the fruitcakes. Oh, see, I just said this before we went on the air.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Oh, that's the other thing. Bob has made another culinary treat. Bob, tell how this happened. I know you're ready for this, Mike.
Is it fruitcake?
Wait to hear about this.
Okay.
Tell how this happened and what's going to happen later on here this morning.
I don't know how this came about either, other than maybe I was teasing you with, since your dislike of fruitcake is so strong, that there should be a fruitcake pizza.
You're getting my interest here.
There you go. And so we had this in our test lab back in Columbus there, if you want to call it that. And we developed a fruitcake pizza, which this particular one, as you'll see later, has no cuts and it has not been sampled. And so we'll have a fruitcake pizza, Mike, we're going to have later on here.
You're excited for this.
I am. Charlie would have loved it.
I'm not excited for it at all, so we'll just have to deal with that. Now, the other thing we have over here, Bob, and it's the Fruitquake Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Which is Fruitcake Mountain Dew.
I think you'll definitely need something to help the fruitcake pizza go down.
Oh, my. Now, the fruitcake pizza, again, is made of what?
Well, it's your standard fruitcake recipe for the most part. Flour, you know, and spices, a lot of soaked fruit. There's some spirits in there, so it'll get you into the Christmas spirit mood.
Bourbon.
Rum.
Oh, I thought it was bourbon.
Well, bourbon is a standard, but my test kitchen is partial to rum.
Okay, rum. So it's a rum cake. Well, you know, there used to be rum balls. Nobody makes rum balls anymore. Mike, why don't they make rum balls anymore?
That's a good question. I do not know.
about 25 years ago, we had a potluck in the office there, and one individual brought in homemade rum balls, and they went over really well, but he was told not to bring them back next year.
I bet. Well, rum balls were really, the alcoholic content on a rum ball was very high. Yes. The alcoholic content on this pizza is not,
no.
Couldn't be.
No.
So, here's the deal. At 10 o'clock, we've got those big three. From 10 to 1, three events will be happening. Mike is going to test the fruitcake pizza, and I will have a piece as well against my better judgment this morning. We will top the WGH Christmas tree, and we will put the ornament on the WGH Christmas tree, and we're also going to play the fruitcake song for the first time this season.
Oh, wow.
So the late Paul Savage created this, I think, in 2016, 15, something like that, especially for this station, so we're going to do that. And we'll sample this fruitcake Mountain Dew. So we'll see how that all goes. Ted Jolliffe, one of our friends, is here this morning. But you like the tree, Ted? It's Merry Christmas.
Well, Happy New Year, too.
Happy New Year, too.
Good.
Absolutely. Well, it's a wonderful time to be here in the holiday season. And, Ted, come on in. What do you got there?
I just got a moment. Go ahead.
Beautiful
this
here.
Is stuff I promised you.
Oh, well, thank you.
Wait, how old were you in 2003?
2003. Well, I would have been in my 30s. Well, yeah, earlys.
There's some people that you had on.
Oh, look at this. Oh, this is some great stuff. Mike would be appreciative of this stuff. Now, look at this. Now, if this does not say Christmas right here. Oh, this Ted called in the other day about this. This is a collector's item. WLW, and it's in mint condition, by the way. WLWC, WLWD Dayton. Sally Flowers Christmas Greetings with Billy Scott and Charlie. Moore's Department Store. Busy stores everywhere. The official Christmas greeting. What a wonderful... And there's a little newspaper clipping here on the back about Sally moving into her farm in Delaware. Look at the Sally Fowler's official Christmas card.
Wow.
That had to be the 1950s, didn't it, Bob?
It looks that.
Maybe 60s, but the pictures look 50s.
I don't think Sally was... I think Sally had went for bowling for dollars by the 60s. 50s. I would say 50s.
Billy Scott sang on TV on Channel 4.
You know, I forgot the other day when I had interviewed Billy Scott.
Guitar.
Yeah, I interviewed Billy one time.
And she hammered the ivory on the piano.
She was a very good piano player.
Yeah.
Now look at this here. Now this is very. I know who this lady is. This is Ruth Lyons, and this is Billy Thal. I bet. Now see, that's impressive to the audience that I know these people with no script.
Billy Thal is a unique name. You know, you don't hear that all the time.
Now this, it's an envelope, and it says "Fit for a King New Prize." Dessert recipes featuring new table grade, bouquet grade, New Made Margarine, presented by Ruth Lyons and Willie Thal, including their favorite recipes. And on the back here, it's the Miami Margarine Company. Oh, these are Ruth Lyons recipes? Well, look at this. Well, I'll tell you, we'll be in the kitchen this holiday season. The grand prize winner this particular year, which probably the 1960s, would have been a raisin nut casserole bread, holiday glow pie, graham cracker custard. Wow. Oh, now, these are Ruth. I didn't know Ruth cooked the whole... She didn't seem like a cooker. A cooker, Mike. A chef is what we would say, not a cooker.
Well.
That cookbook, there's an array of some of my mother's recipes. Oh. We've got 100, but I just picked out a few and other people's that
beautiful.
I don't know, and you'll have fun with that, and Angie and the rest of them.
Yes.
They talked about having a recipe book made up of the station here.
Yeah, we're going to work on that.
And
thank you.
So I'm going to get out of here.
Well, good to tell Carol hello.
And when you buy a Coke, do you buy a Diet Coke with no ice?
No, there's ice in there at one point. It just all melts.
Is that the way you buy it?
Yeah, just a large Diet Coke.
Yeah. I'll see you later.
Yeah. Thank you, Ted. Good to see you. Drop by anytime.
They smell like pizza. You know, they pizza brothers.
It's coming. It's coming later on. They're the original pizza brothers over
there.
There
you go. Nice seeing you guys.
Thank you so much, Ted.
Happy holidays.
You're welcome. Take care.
Thank you.
Have you got enough Diet Coke to run your rest of the day?
I think so. I think I'll make it.
Because I can come back with one if you want one.
I think I'm good. Thanks, Ted.
He's got fruit quake.
Oh, no, I don't. Now, this is really to start off the Christmas season, this is the way I want to start it, right here. Mike, you're very impressed by this,
I think. My mom used to watch Ruth Lyons every day.
Everybody did.
And when I had my tonsils out when I was 5 years old, I did get toys while I was in the hospital from the Ruth Lyons Christmas Fund.
Christmas Fund, absolutely.
Yes.
Now tell people what that was, because I'm sure they don't know. I know what it was, but what was it?
I doubt that it exists any longer.
No, it still does.
Does it?
I don't know if it's called Ruth Lyons anymore, but it's still down there. I bet it's still called Ruth Lyons.
Okay.
I think it is.
Well, people would give donations, and they would buy toys for children that were in the hospital having an operation or whatever. It was a big deal, and even after Bob Braun took over for Ruth Lyons, they continued promoting that on his show.
I love this. Now, see, this is
that is neat.
Sally knew what she was doing. This Christmas card, first Christmas card of the season here. This Christmas card is probably near 70 years old. And look at how good a shape that's in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I only know that because I'll tell you a little story about Sally Flowers. There were women at every point in this state, every big city, who kind of ran broadcasting. You had Ruth Lyons in Cincinnati. You had Sally Flowers in Columbus. Dorothy Fulltime up in Cleveland. Easter Straker was over in Lima. We had Madge Cooper here in Marion. And Helen Zelkowitz over in Mount Vernon. And they were all of the same time. Now, the interesting thing is, there's a lot, well, not I won't say a lot, but there is information and pictures on Madge, because she lived to be 99. I worked with Madge. Helen Zelkowitz lived, I think, to be 96, so there's a lot on her. Dorothy lived to be 96 and worked into the 1980s on television, so there's a lot of her. Ruth, because she went national at one point, even though she retired in the 60s, there was a lot of stuff on her. But Sally, because she never went national, she worked really till the 1980s. Her shows were not kept. So, at one point, I set out to try to put together something for Sally Flowers, a history. And I actually tracked down her daughter. This is probably more than 10... her daughter could be gone at this point. But I did track down her daughter, and her daughter gave me a book, and I got a bunch of pictures of Sally. Her record, Sally actually released a record at one point. And Billy Scott was still alive then. I interviewed him to get a background of Sally. He sent me his, what would you call it, scrapbook? There was a bunch of stuff in there on Sally Flowers. I photocopied it. So I do have a file at home, pretty thick, of Sally Flowers stuff. So I know that when her big hit, Meetin' Time at Moore's, which is what this is from, this would have been the 50s, because she went on to Bowling for Dollars in the 60s.
Yeah. I have her recipe thing here from New Made Margarine, and you can tell...
Now, is that Ruth's recipe? Because I never thought Ruth was much of a cooker.
It says
a cooker again.
Yes, chef. Apparently, she's taking credit for it.
Well, she did that with a lot of people.
Yeah. But you can tell it's in the 50s because it's before they had zip codes. So you can predate it. And it's got a lot of recipes here, everything including New Made Margarine, of course. But there's one recipe here that I have to point out here because I've never heard it before. Vinegar candy. Which includes three items: new made margarine, sugar, and vinegar. And how to prepare it here, but I've never heard of vinegar candy.
And after you eat that, you can clean your sink with it.
That maybe so.
Vinegar candy. Ruth was kind of a bitter woman. Well, she was a bitter woman.
But it has a note here. Here are two of my favorite new made recipes. You'll like them too, Ruth Lyons. And so.
I thought that may have been compiled by listeners, but no, those are Ruth's recipes.
These are Ruth's recipes. Say that five times.
Well, how did she get a grand prize? I mean, did she bring a potluck in and they voted?
Well, maybe they had
a grand prize winner
contest with people submitting things and voting. Who knows?
She had terrible handwriting. Is it you made? Unmade?
New made. New made was the product that they were pushing at the time.
Ruth was so commercial.
Well, you had to be.
This new made recipe makes my favorite cookies. Try it. Oh, that was from Willie Thal, not Ruth Lyons. Those are brown sugar chewies. That'd be a whole different thing today. That'd be sold over at the gummies store. Well, that fell flat. Whatever.
I'm just trying to picture vinegar candy.
Well, this is very nice. Well, this will go in the archives.
Certainly.
Yeah, Cincinnati, Ohio. Cincinnati. All right. Well, there we go. A way to start the holiday.
Actually, hand me that back here. I'm going to take
Ruth?
The recipes.
Oh, you got to go home and whip some of these up for the holidays?
Maybe I'll bring some of that to the...
Well, don't bring that vinegar candy. That sounds horrible.
Oh, I want to try it.
It was good enough for Ruth Lyons. It should be good enough for you.
Well, that's right. Ruth and I are on the same plane. We're flying in the same plane. You know, Sally was a big lady. I bet she had a few recipes of her own.
Oh, she probably did.
Yeah, God bless her heart. Sally Flowers. I'm going to put that right somewhere.
Yeah, maybe we'll see some vinegar candy before the holiday season is over.
Well, you know what? It'll be we'll be back for the fruitcake toss. Why not?
Why not?
We'll all have vinegar candy that night. Boy, that'll be a real treat for everybody. This is television legend Ruth Lyons' vinegar candy.
It may start a whole new trend.
What did she say about the vinegar candy again?
One of her favorites.
Oh, God.
One of her two favorite recipes there.
Oh, vinegar candy and doll's cake. You know, Ruth Lyons was big at Christmas time because she released a Christmas album. Do you remember what her big song was?
I do actually recall seeing a copy of that many years ago.
Oh, yeah, she had a big record.
I think my mother had a copy of it, but...
I forget what the song was called, though.
How are we going to guess it, then?
Hold on, let me pull it up. We have it in our song rotation. Maybe we'll play it here. Why not? What in the Sam Hill else are we going to do here on the day after Thanksgiving? Let's see, Ruth Lyons. Well, did we tell people who Ruth was? Because I'm sure a lot of people have no idea who she is.
Well, she was at that time, WLW TV and radio in Cincinnati owned other stations as well, and they would simulcast her on radio and television in all those markets.
But her real claim to fame, which is absolutely, but that she went national at one point on the NBC television network, but didn't work out.
Yeah.
All right. Her song is "Hey Nani Nani."
Okay.
For the Christmas, so here it is, Ruth Lyons. It's not a long song. Hey, Nani Nani, here on WGH. Get in the holidays. This is Ruth Lyons. All right.
Santa Claus is coming. Can't you hear his sleigh? Santa Claus is heading your way.
With a hey, Nani Nani and a jingle bell. With a tune that's as tinkly as a carousel.
With a nip and a zip. Getting ready for a trip. Santa Claus is heading our way.
With a wreath made of holly and some mistletoe. With the stars shining brightly on the winter snow.
Sing a song, won't be long. Not a thing can go wrong. Santa Claus is heading our way.
He's never been so busy. Makes me dizzy just to think of all he has to do.
He's never late now, is he? When he comes on Christmas Eve to visit me and you.
So sing nonny nonny and a fiddle-dee-dee while you hang up your stock and then you're trimming the tree.
For you know, rain or snow, it's as certain as can be.
Santa Claus is heading our way.
Get along, little reindeer, get along, get along, get along, little reindeer, get along. Pull that sleigh, little reindeer, don't delay. Pull that sleigh to the beat of a merry Christmas song.
So sing, honey, nonny, and a fiddle-dee-dee while you hang up your stocking and you're trimming the tree.
For you know, rain or snow, it's as certain as can be. Santa Claus is heading our way. Yippee-ki-yay!
Sure as pumpkin pie.
Santa Claus is heading our way.
The legendary Rose Lyons with Hey Nonny Nonny, her Christmas hit, I believe probably from the 1960s, from the Cincinnati area, but it was a pressed record that sold all over the country, so there you go, Hey Nonny Nonny. Now, when you hear old Ruth there, Mike, what do you think? Belting them out for the holidays.
I know that Christmas was a big, big deal for her, and she, you know, she loved, I think she had more than one Christmas album, though. I think she...
Two, I think.
Okay. And if you go on eBay, you can usually find copies of that.
It sold well.
Yes, it did.
So, Bob, what do you make of Ruth?
It's a bygone era. You know, when the TV stations in each city had their own local personalities and their own product that they would, you know, create and everything, you don't have that anymore. And I think we're a little worse off not having it.
What happened to these women who were the big wheels here in the state? I mean, why has it... It's now... I mean, there are women on television, but it's not like that.
No, well, I think, like Bob said, we don't have the local personalities like we had back then, and I think that's part of the reason right there.
But do people have personalities like these women did? I don't think you can manufacture people like that.
No, I don't think so either. She had one other big hit that she actually wrote, and that was Let's Light the Christmas Tree, and she wrote it in 1943 while driving down Central Parkway on her way to the studio.
In Cincinnati?
Yes, I think I remember hearing that at some point.
Let's Light the Christmas Tree.
Yes.
Well, that'd be very interesting. So she wrote that one in 43. What about Hey Nonny Nonny? What's the background on Hey Nonny Nonny?
Maybe she wrote that one herself or her
staff. Maybe she was with her husband and they were, I don't know, went to see the Nutcracker or something, and she got up at one point with just exuberance and said, Hey Nonny Nonny.
That could very well be.
But does anybody remember Sally? Sally was more in this area because she was out of Columbus and Dayton.
Yeah,
I remember. And who was her? Who was the person that was her sidekick on Bowling for Dollars? I can remember them.
Oh,
I can sing
yes.
Part of the Glenn, theme song for that. I'm not going to, but I could.
Basham? Glenn. Was it Basham? I know it was a piano player.
Fuller?
Gene Fuller.
Gene Fuller.
Gene Fuller.
I think the two of them at one time hosted Bowling for Dollars. Yeah.
But they weren't married.
No.
No.
And a little known fact, Gene Fuller actually lived down the street from us when I was growing up.
Oh, really?
He was their Christmas Santa Claus.
And also worked with Casper the Camel.
There you go.
Oh, okay. Okay, you were asking the meaning of Hey Nonny Nonny.
Uh-oh.
No, I was asking what year it was released, but if you want to tell us the meaning, too, go right ahead.
Well, you did ask that.
They might be interested.
The phrase, Hey Nonny Nonny, has no direct translation to modern English, but is understood from the context...
I can't imagine that's true.
But is understood from the context that it could be taken to mean a dismissal of circumstances as we do today with expressions like whatever, what the heck, or that's life, or simply refer to general merrymaking.
So, how is Ruth using it there?
I think it's...
like, hey, Nonny Nonny, don't bother me?
General merrymaking. I mean, you know...
Oh, she was just happy.
Just felt happy and just... That just came out.
Oh, okay. Well...
Hey, Nonny Nonny! Well.
Now, this is going to be a hard trivia question, and I doubt anybody will call in and get this, because this is super hard. Does anybody know Sally Flowers' real name? It was not Sally and it was not Flowers.
I have heard that, but I can't tell you.
I know it because this article on the back of the paper from January 31st, I don't know what year this would have been, talks about Sally Flowers. She would have been 46 years... Oh, no, she bought a 46-acre farm in Delaware. Now, it tells where it is, so I wonder if it's still there. It's the Lone Cedar Farm, located about a quarter of a mile south of Route 37... on the Worthington-New Haven Road in Berlin Township from... she bought it from Donald M. Sherman. Now, it doesn't have an address, so how would you know where to find that thing? Do you know where this is located here, Mike? Or Bob?
Actually, I come in off of 37. So
have you ever passed a big sign that says Sally Flowers lived here one day?
No Sally Flowers tributes or anything.
Okay, so again, let's take this from the top here. It's a Lone Cedar Farm located about a quarter of a mile north of Route 37 on the Worthington-New Haven Road.
Well, you know, back in those days, this makes it sound really old, but back in those days, you didn't need a complete address, you know, like we have today with the street numbers and everything. And if you look at, you know, some of those mailings there, it'll say, like, Cincinnati to Ohio. You know, and that's supposed to get the mail to the right place, you know, and it would never work today, but... You didn't need an address, and so if they saw that, somebody would know how to get there, on that little information.
Well, this really wouldn't be hard, because you just go down Route 37 until you hit Worthington-New Haven Road, then you just go a quarter mile up the road, and there's going to be a farm there or not. Okay. Does anybody know if that's still there? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or do you know Sally Flowers' real name? Now, what's interesting about this is when they call her Sally Flowers, the whole name is in parentheses. So it was a complete alias.
Right.
What was Sally Flowers' real name?
I know, but I'm not going to give it away.
Do you?
Yeah.
What'd you do, look it up?
Yes.
I know you didn't know that off the top of your head. What was Sally Flowers' real name, and has anybody ever been to the Lone Cedar Farm?
And that's something you don't do today in journalism. You don't put quotes around their pseudonyms anymore.
No, Sally probably didn't like that.
No, but I mean, Whoopi Goldberg is not her real name.
But, no,
but nobody puts quotes around her name.
And I'll bet you Sally was not pleased that, because she was big at this time, that they were telling people where she lived.
Well, that's probably.
Hey, here's where Sally lived. Go out and say hello. She's out there on north of Route 37.
No, it was a different time back then.
So how long would it take me to get here? About 20 minutes? Maybe I'll go out tonight and see if somebody's decorated up the Lone Cedar Farm.
Yeah.
That name sounds familiar, so I'm thinking that maybe that still has that name on a sign out front.
Apparently Sally had some money.
Well, she was also on the Midwestern Hayride, something you don't remember.
I remember.
I've heard of the show. And she worked with Ruth Lyons at one point.
Yes.
So there you go. Does anybody... I know it's going to be hard to get an answer to this. Sally Flowers' real name, or have you ever been out to her home on Route 37? 740-383-9944. Or over at a cake with Sally.
That could be a tourist destination this season, and the current owners might really be...
Did you know Sally Flowers lived here, and they come out and go, "Who's that?"
Well, let's put one more category out there for people to call in. Were you ever a contestant on Bowling for Dollars?
Well, sing the song, Mike. I don't even know the song. I've heard of Bowling for Dollars.
You remember?
Bowling for Dollars, Bowling for Dollars. Everyone hollers, we're Bowling for Dollars.
Well, I remember.
Is that it?
No, I just made that up.
Oh, okay. Hi, neighbor. Bowling for Dollars coming your way.
Yeah.
That's all I remember.
That was it?
That's all I remember.
Boy, I bet it was a real Irving Berlin who wrote that thing.
I do remember the Hi, Neighbor part.
Yeah. What was Bowling for Dollars?
You would...
They had a bowling...
The public would mail in postcards with a name on it, an address, and they would have people on there bowling, and if they drew your card, and you would win, I guess, money for every pin that knocked down by whoever was bowling at that point.
They had a bowling alley in the studio.
I don't know about that.
Well, now, where were they bowling at?
Maybe at a local...
I don't know. That's a good
did anybody ever watch the show?
Yes, we did, because we sent in postcards once, thinking we'd get rich, and we never did.
Well, how do you know who was bowling, then?
I don't know. I was a kid.
I bet old Big Sally wasn't out there bowling.
No, they were probably having...
By the way, that's what the stagehands called her.
Did they have
Big Sally.
Did they
Big
have celebrities
Sally.
Doing the bowling, maybe? I don't remember, really.
Well, I was so young, I wouldn't know who a celebrity was other than Flippo.
Yeah, oh, yes. There's another...
You wouldn't know Sally?
Well, but Sally didn't do the bowling. So if they had like, the local, you know, weather guy on or something like that, I'm not sure I would know.
It was really a talk show, wasn't it? I mean, they threw that bowling in there to try to get people to watch, but Sally had celebrities on.
Possibly.
Why else would she be there?
But they were probably at a local bowling alley who provided it for promotional purposes.
Oh, so they did the show from a bowling alley.
Yeah, there was actually bowling going on.
My
real
God.
Bowling.
Boy, her career must have really taken a fall by that point that she was working out of a bowling alley. That's sad. Poor Sally. Because when this meeting time at Moore's was on, I know there was a Sally Flowers Day at Indian Lake, and people came from all around, but, you know, bowling for dollars doesn't really sound like she was making the money at that point. Probably had to sell that farm in Delaware, see what was going on. Well, it is the holidays, and that was a nice way to start off the morning. Thank you, Ted Jolla, for dropping those items off. That was very, very, very nice. But, here we are. Now, Fruitquake Mountain Dew. Now, I hear it's selling well. I don't know why.
Well, because you're promoting it.
I'm putting it across.
People are listening to the show and going out there. It happened to me. I heard you said they were sold out in Marion, so I went out and bought some right away.
They did. They sold out in Marion. I could not believe it. Oh, this is something I wanted to do this morning, too, by the way. Now, I've been complaining about these McDonald's receipts, that there's no way you can get a free item. Because there's no way to read the code to put this in to get the free item. Now, this is what my receipts look like. This is this morning's receipt, everybody. Mike, now you Bob, read the code, or Mike, read the code this morning from the receipt.
It says, Scott, do not come back. You've had enough free stuff.
I guess so. Now, can you even decipher one number in that 12-digit code?
I only see 4 digits to begin with.
Well, there you go. It's a whole problem. It's been going on all month that way.
Wow, looks like they need a new ribbon in their register there.
Maybe we could start a drive for a new ribbon for them, you know.
It's been that way since November the 1st, and it's now November the 25th.
People can drop off their nickels and dimes in a can out front there, and we'll buy a new ribbon.
Well, do people save their receipts? I mean, how would you even know what you bought?
Wow, I've done these before for different food. And usually they want your... receipt number and the date and that sort of thing. And it usually works most places.
Three times a month. You can use it 5 times a month.
This one is just completely unreadable, though.
But they're like that all month. They're either smeared or smashed or... Well, that's junk. But, since we are on the internet, now I can do this. Nobody else stopped at McDonald's this morning, but now they're passing these out. Are you ready for this? It's the McDonald's holiday... promotion. It's you could win McD's for life only in the app. Very exciting. It's called the Season of Sharing, and they spell season S-Z-N. Very clever. Marketing folks over at McDonald's. Order in the app, and you could win Mickey D's for life for you and three friends.
Oh, there you go.
Not only one friend, three friends. A weekly prize winner will be selected, so enter every day, plus access daily deals and two exciting merch drops. Well, here's week one. Do we want to tell them what week one is?
Why not?
What's week one, Scott?
Now, tell me if you like this. Week one, December 5th through December 7th, a BOGO Big Mac. Buy one, get one free. Wow. The excitement's high.
But...
12/8 through 12/9, 50-cent double cheese. Oh, man, I wonder if there's a... It doesn't say there's a limit. They're going to get in trouble for that one. You know, I don't eat... 50-cent Big Mac? That's going to be bad.
So, if you won this prize, you get, what, a hamburger every week or a Big Mac?
Well, it says free McDonald's for life. It doesn't really say what you...
No, I'm sure there's a limit. Like you wouldn't.
Oh, by the way, food life, your food life is calculated on 2 meals per week for 50 years.
Well, that might...
Well, if you're eating McDonald's 2 weeks for 50 years, they're probably going to make 50.
You probably won't make...
No. So, then the 10th through the 11th is pick your four... for $4. And the items are a small fry, a drink, four-piece chicken nugget, a McChicken, or some kind of burger. 12/12 through 12/14, BOGO Crispy Chicken Sandwich. They get weaker as time goes on. You think they'd get bigger.
Now that chicken sandwich is kind of a foul prize anyhow.
Yeah, well, it pales in comparison to the Big Mac, does it not? Now, 12/15 and 12/16, free. Free is a lot of people's favorite word. Free six-piece chicken nugget. Is that really entertaining to people?
With the purchase of one or something? Or just walk in and get it for free?
Oh, you get a dollar.
Dollar. Free for a dollar.
Free for a dollar. Now, 12/17 and 12/18 is the burger bundle for $12.50, but I don't know, it doesn't tell what the burger bundle is. It looks like three burgers and two fries. But I don't know what the burger is. That's not very impressive. As we get closer to Christmas, 12/19 to 12/21, they go back to the BOGO Big Mac. What brought you to the dance?
Well, that way you could buy one and then, you know, eat it and then set the other Big Mac out for Santa to have on the when he visits. Ooh,
that's exactly right.
That's a good idea.
So, diet soda and a Big Mac for Santa. 12/22 and 12/23, they go back to the 50-cent Big Mac. And then Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, pick four for $4. And again, that's the McChicken, four-piece nugget, drink, some kind of burger, and a small fry. Well, and I don't know how you win, though.
You're living high on the hog when you're having McDonald's for Christmas Eve dinner.
Well, you gotta, yeah, that's, nothing says holidays like the, what is this again? Season of Sharing. Whatever. You and three people will get McDonald's free for life.
Can I see that?
Oh, you want to get in on it? It's a big deal for you.
He's trying to think of which three friends he can get rid of by giving him McDonald's.
That's right. Now, if anybody would like to tell us about their Thanksgiving, or anybody has a question about anything, or anybody knows Sally Flower's real name, we are at the studio this morning, 740-383-9944. A lot of people are out shopping, though, this morning. Yeah. I did see a lot of cars going up and down the road this morning. Very, very, very nice to see the economy out there humming this morning. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. Now remember, we are going to break during the 9 o'clock hour. It'll either be Pastor Whitaker live or a repeat, but Mike and Bob will come back, and the festivities all start at 10:15 with the topping of the tree, the fruitcake pizza, the fruitcake song. We've got the fruitquake Mountain Dew. It's really the ornament. It is a fruitcake morning here, Mike.
Yes, it is.
It's overwhelming.
After I did that big build-up, now that you've looked at the Season of Sharing, that's all you got to say to me?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Mike's more of a TV guy.
Yeah. So, I'll tell you what, if you'd have been working with Sally, she'd have, or Ruth, she would have hand-99'd you by now, right out of the studio.
Yep.
And Sally would have invited you over to the farm, taking you back out to the horse trough.
Yep.
You don't give me more words than this, you're going to be down in Kentucky.
Yep.
It's the holidays, Mike. Are you excited?
Yep.
What about that Season of Sharing? Tell us about it. I can't say yep to that.
Yep.
Exciting.
Yep.
Yep. Are you excited?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. Tell us about it. We got 3 minutes.
Well, what do you want to know?
Well, I just ran through it, so don't do that. But tell us what you think of it.
Well, I think it's if you're up for McDonald's food, I think it's a wonderful wonderful experience.
Will you be partaking?
I might.
You have to have the app though, right?
Yep.
This has something to do with the app.
Yeah, only on the app. That's why it says only on the app.
Well, that disqualifies me.
So you can't participate if you're not an app person.
You're apt to be right.
Yeah, well, I don't. You think this is a scheme by McDonald's to get your emails and your phone information?
It's probably a government scheme, and they're getting all this information.
Well, McDonald's scheming through the holidays.
Yeah.
In their Season of Sharing, what a thing. That's so sad. Oh, by the way, we do the WGH Christmas card swap every year. If you send a Christmas card to 523 South Prospect Street, put your return address, we will send you a Christmas card back. And it's a specialty WGH Christmas card. So just send us a Christmas card over 523 South Prospect Street. Put your return address in there, and we'll give you one back.
Well, I did that last year, and I got a card. And a specialty card.
Now, don't you think that these cards are priceless?
I think they're going to end up right at
Sally Flowers
Museum.
Long after we've all went on to our reward, somebody will be doing a radio show on the internet 50 years from now, and they'll come in with a WGH Christmas card, and somebody will go, wow.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's very big. Now, do you send Christmas cards, Mike?
Do I send Christmas cards?
Do you have trouble hearing me on that one?
No, I don't. I've just never been good at sitting down and doing that.
All right, we're going to break. Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker coming up, but we'll be back with the gang here and all the festivities kicking off at 10:15. Ornament, crow, all kinds of stuff. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the place for holiday fun. For legendary composer of the hit Christmas song Santa Baby, Bill Springer, performing Santa Baby live on air.
On WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Hey, hello everyone. This is Pastor Steve Whitaker from Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. You can listen to our show, The Pastor Spot,